Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirits this lovely, beautiful morning. Today I will be reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven, left, remitted, and let go of the debts, and have given up resentment against our debtors. And lead, bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen. Today, the main things we need to live a full life, a life of purpose, a life where we walk in love, a life where we walk in peace, is our daily bread. The supply that we need to eat off and just have the strength to walk in our purpose. And when we're forgiving others, we're remitting it, we're letting them go, and we've given up the resentment. When I saw this extended amplified version of this scripture, and it says, forgiven, left, remitted, let go of the debts, and have given up resentment against our debtors, ones who have hurt us, it kind of wipes out what people say about, I can forgive you, but I can't forget. This says, let go, giving up resentment. When you're constantly reminded of something that you're supposed to have forgotten and forgiven to somebody, forgiven someone of, you're still really haven't forgiven them because you're still holding on to it. You're still not trusting yourself enough to believe that you've forgiven them. You're not trusting God enough to believe that you're done with that situation or that person when you're constantly reminding yourself of it. If you're asking God to give you your daily bread and you're believing that His is the power and the kingdom and the glory in your life, then you should be able to truly catch the middle part of this verse and let go. Let go of your debtor. Let go of the one who hurt you. Let go. And sometimes the reason why you can't forget is because you're still trying to hold on to something. If you truly want to forgive this person and you know that this person is toxic and has a history of hurting you, let the person go in addition to the forgiveness. Don't continue to keep yourself in this situation where you have to constantly remind yourself because you know that this person can do you something again. If it has to stay in your spirit, then that person needs to go. Because to truly forgive is to truly forget. And let it go. Let it be so that you can move on to the next phase of your life. That's forgiveness. Father God, we thank you this morning for your love and for your purpose, for waking us up today, Lord God, to go out and be all that you called us to be, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would truly give us the spirit of forgiveness. Lord God, because your word says, forgiven is to believe, to remit, to let go, to release the resentment against our debtors. Let us have that. Lead us, Lord God, not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one. So, Lord God, if someone is in our lives that we have forgiven, but they're still evil toward us, to our family, to our children, to our purpose, deliver us from them, Lord God. Release us from that situation, Lord God. So many, Lord God, are just staying in these relationships and not realizing that the reason why they can't forget is because they're still there. The sin is still there. The person who have been there, death or is still causing pain. Deliver us from the evil one. Let your word ring true in our lives, our God. Let us be able to see these words for what they are and pay attention to what you're telling us. Lord God, you're not calling us to stay in a situation that we're constantly being hurt, constantly being tormented, constantly being abused, constantly not being loved. Show us our worth in you, Lord God. Show us who we are in you. Give us the strength, Lord God, today. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Let your word live in our lives today, Lord God. Let us take it, embrace it, and walk in it like never before. Give us strength, Lord God, today. Give us healing. Give us peace for our mourning. Give us joy, Lord God. Give us love. And give us the strength of true forgiveness, as your word said. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give you all the glory and all the honor. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be all that God calls you to be. And remember, he wants you to be delivered from the evil one. He doesn't want you to walk in temptation, and he wants you to truly forgive. Do that for God, and watch what he'll do for you. God bless you. I love you. Be great. Be loved. Be all that you can be. Have a great day.